Supporters of civil liberties are hoping President Barack Obama reverses himself again and vetoes the defense spending bill passed by Congress last week. About 40 members of Occupy Tampa took that message to the president's re-election campaign headquarters in Ybor City on Friday evening. Protester Samantha Bowden led the People's Mic, denouncing the National Defense Authorization Act,
which allows Americans in America
to be treated
as terrorists at home,
guilty until proven innocent.
Not only is this an assault
on the Constitution,
the Bill of Rights,
and our democracy.
It's worse than the Patriot Act.
It's fascism.
We will never stand for it.
Veto now.
The protesters are concerned about one provision in the $660 billion defense spending bill that the ACLU warns would authorize the military to detain terror suspects without trial anywhere in the world, including in America. President Obama originally threatened to veto the bill, but he backtracked after some changes were made. Before they marched through the historic center of Ybor City to reach the Obama campaign office, members of Occupy Tampa staged a theatrical expression of what they say could happen if the bill is signed.
We had a demonstration of people who were protesting, and they got black bags put over their head by other protesters dressed up like military. And then we read off what would happen.
What would happen?
They would be able to detain indefinitely American citizens without a trial, and they could possibly never be heard from again.
Some protesters dressed up in camouflage uniforms pretending to be U.S. military singled out people demonstrating against the bill. They were hooded, thrown to the ground, and handcuffed behind their backs with zip ties. Susie Shannon participated as a bystander outside the Central Ybor shopping area.
We are losing our right to speak out, to petition our government for redress of grievances, and this is another nail in the coffin of free speech, this National Defense Authorization Act.